This is episode 113 of UFO Encounters. This episode, I'm reading from Dev Rooney's book, UFO Investigator, a personal look into circumstance, investigations, and discovery. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading two cases from the book for you, and this is what Dev has written. In 1979, I worked the night shift at Peterbilt Motors, and someone came up to me and said a man wanted to talk to me about his UFO sighting. I met him before my shift started, and he explained he was in the Navy back in the 1950s. He and another man were on night duty on their ship, smoking cigarettes and talking. It was late, and everyone else was asleep. The sky was clear, and the moon was visible and reflected on the water. He noticed lights under the surface of the ocean and alerted the other guy. They thought it was a submarine. The other guy said, "Shouldn't we tell someone?" At that moment, whatever it was, came out of the water and hovered above the surface. It was silent and looked like a classic flying saucer. Water was dripping off its smooth surface and the moon reflected off it as well. Suddenly, it tilted slightly and shot off into the night sky and disappeared. Both men decided not to say anything to anyone for fear of ridicule. I'm going to move on to another case. This one is titled Saturn-Shaped UFO and Possible Abduction. In the late summer of 1994, Robert and his wife, who was 6 months pregnant, travelled to Grizzly Mountain to go camping at a spot he had previously camped during hunting season. The camp spot has two campsites and a big open area. He said, "When you park pointing up the hill." They were the only people there. After setting up camp and starting a fire, he noticed what he thought was a bright star above the treetops of the forest 100 yards away. The star was on one side of the treetop, but what caught his attention was it brightened. Then he noticed the star had moved to the other side of the treetop, and he thought that was strange. Robert thought it might have been a helicopter or airplane at first. He asked his wife to watch the light with him. She also noticed its movements. The star was a whitish-blue colour and moved from one side of the trees to the other side. They laughed and joked and said maybe it's a UFO. But then they tried to rationalise what it could be. Robert offered the possibility that the treetops were moving from the wind, explaining its movements. He suggested they get some sleep because they arrived and set up camp pretty late. His wife went into the tent, and Robert decided to sit on the car's hood and watch the light a little bit longer. He noticed the light got brighter and started to come closer, towards their direction. Then suddenly, his wife rushed out of the tent and said, "Did you hear that crash?" He did not hear anything and said, "What are you talking about?" She came to stand next to him and said, "Just listen." They could hear a lot of crashing noises in the woods where the tree line was, and the noises went on for several minutes. Robert said he got worried because his wife was pregnant. So as a precaution, he told her to get in the car, lay back the seat, and try and rest. He felt her being in the car was the safest place. The area did have black bears and mountain lions, but he had never had a problem before, especially with a fire going. Robert noticed the light was off to the right of their camp now, and much closer and much brighter. He did not feel safe, so he put the fire out a bit and got in the car with his wife. They both were scared at this point. As they watched the light from inside the car, his wife asked, "Why is it coming towards us?" She was scared and started to cry. He told her they would leave for the night and leave everything behind and come back in the morning to get their things. Robert tried to start the car, but it would not start at all. His car had no operational issues before that. He wondered what to do and realized their car was parked on a hill. His Ford Pinto was a stick shift, and he told his wife to hang on. He put the car in neutral and rolled backward and popped the clutch. It fired up. he said to his wife, "I don't know what those noises were, and I don't know what that light is, but let's go down the hill. We'll head down to Fresno Dome Campground. There's probably a camper or two, and I know there's a forest ranger there." As they began to come down the mountain, the light followed them. Robert drove past Grizzly Trail Head, and there is a trail that leads to a little lake there. Robert said, "When you come around the curve, there is a big bluff that opens up to a forest down in the valley from there. You can see part of Yosemite." After going around the curve, it was off to his left, but it was not a light, but a huge UFO. It looked like a silver cocoon that spun with a flat circular middle. Robert said to his wife, "We've got to get out of here." He drove faster, putting distance between it and them. He said, "Look back and see if it's following us." But his wife was scared and said, "I don't want to look back." So he slowed down to look back at it, and the UFO was following them. Suddenly, the road did not look the same, and he did not know where they were. Robert said, "I felt lost, and that did not make sense, because I travelled these roads for many years. There were tree branches everywhere, but earlier on the way up to the camp, the road was clear. A freshly fallen tree blocked most of the road, and they got scared. But luckily Robert managed to go around it. He rolled down the window and stuck his head out to have a look back. The UFO was still following them, approximately 500 yards away. He said, "It was huge, the size of a house. It looked like a cocoon that was slowly spinning inside a darker stationary circular section. The cocoon part was a silvery colour with vertical lines on its surface and was teardrop shaped with the more pointed end at the bottom. There was a glowing blue aura that surrounded only the cocoon shape, almost like a mist. When the UFO moved, the blue mist left a little bit of a trail. The darker stationary circular section had antennae that looked like metal spikes that obscured the top portion of the cocoon. The antennae looked like inverted icicles with pointed ends facing upwards. The dark circular section also had bright white lights evenly spaced under it that shined down and lit up everything under the UFO. Then Robert saw 6 or 7 red orbs shooting out of the top of the UFO, and they were erratically zipping around quickly. One of the red orbs shot out ahead of them and disappeared. The red orbs looked like glowing red light, and each was the size of a beach ball at arm's length. Robert also noticed something was dripping down from the UFO that looked like mercury, but he did not see whatever was dripping down actually hit the ground. When he slowed down for the curves in the road, the UFO went above them a couple of times. It did not make any noises, but it was causing the trees to sway. Then he came into an area of trees that were close together and created a canopy. He said, "We are stopping right here because these trees will block us from that thing." He parked the car and figured it was around midnight, but no later than 1 o'clock. They did not see the UFO any longer, and he began to notice it was already becoming daylight. At first he thought the UFO was above the canopy, causing everything to light up. His wife said, "Let's go." He answered, "No, we're going to wait." He said it was weird. It felt like 10 or 15 minutes later, and the sun was already coming up. Robert said, "We lost a lot of time somewhere in there." He kept asking his wife, "How is the sun coming up already? How long has this been going on?" She responded, "I don't know." He wasn't sure if they were just scared or lost track of time, but it was a lot of missing time. He said, "Things just didn't add up." This episode I was reading from Dev Rooney's book, UFO Investigator, A Personal Look into Circumstance, Investigations and Discovery. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up onto Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. and thanks for listening.